Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hour number 2, Usual Suspects starts right now. ESPN 97.5. Nick, Barry, and Joel on a Thursday in the big city. It shows you a true professional when you can talk through the noise and make sure that you guys get everything that you need detail-wise to start the second hour of the show. Right, Nick?
Was I talking in your ear? My bad.
Yeah, multiple occasions. Yeah. So
I don't know how news people do that, because there's a lot going on in their ear, right?
Yeah, Lisa, that's the one thing that you notice with all the time Lisa spent anchoring, that there can be multiple people in your ear and they expect you to not miss a beat and just keep going delivering the news.
My ADD, like if I'm talking and you guys have a conversation or something happens, or you're talking to me while I'm talking, I'm so confused in my head. I'm just like, I don't know what to do.
I mean, right, I even mess with you guys. I would imagine producers can't do that in the TV realm, where they like, because I mess with you guys.
Crack jokes and stuff.
At least 3 or 4 times a show. And say something in your ear to throw you guys off.
Yeah.
Intentionally.
Yeah.
Where I give Lisa the most credit is like when there's a chase going on, a police chase, and she's hearing the police calls, she's hearing the producer, and she still has to continue talking like we do right now without missing a beat, but she's also still got to gather the information and then relay it to the people as if to say, now at the intersection of 34th and Main, they're about to be turning right according to what I'm hearing in my ear. But we have to keep in mind that...
That's crazy.
And I've seen her do some of the police chases live going, man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
When you have the ability to do that.
But if you criticize like what they're wearing in their ear, maybe that throws them off. Like in a girl's voice, that dress sucks.
You look fat in that dress.
Go to break.
Be like, what? Yeah, that would definitely, I think, ruffle some feathers. But it's certainly an art, and you have to get used to it. And I think the more you do it, the more you get used to it. But yeah,
I just want the ability to hack into a teleprompter just once.
Like they did to Barkley or like Anchorman?
That would be hilarious.
You would definitely get Joel.
Oh, here we go.
He definitely only reads what's on the prompter.
It's like you screening text on the fly, though.
What?
When you screen text. No, I've done it, too. So.
No way.
Exactly like that.
Good times.
Hey, the other thing, Nick, since you said you stayed up to watch the end of this Bucks Clippers game?
Yeah.
The other thing I'm seeing all over social media, and I hope to God they just made a late call, but at some point in the game, the referee gave the ball to Bledsoe to inbound the ball from out of bounds, and he grabbed the ball and started dribbling up the court. And I don't believe, from what they've shown on social media, the referee ever stopped play and said, you got to pass the ball in. They let him bring the ball up the court with no one. He never passed it in. He just took the ball from the ref, started dribbling.
I think he got caught, though. I think he got stopped, though. I think initially he got away with it, and then I think he got caught.
That's why I'm asking, because at the very end of the video, it looks like the official starting to raise his hand for a violation. So that's why I was, because I didn't stay up and watch that part of the game. But I would say that's too blatant for them not to call.
Yeah, they made the call. It was just more on Eric Bledsoe, who had an absolute brain fart.
Yeah.
You know, thinking he can just inbound the ball in himself.
He's a hell of an actor, though. He might get best supporting this year.
Not to get off basketball talk.
Because that, yeah, thralls you.
But you had teased before the break that you had a list of pitchers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, pro. So here's the thing. So I did the video before the show.
Yes.
And
well, I'm intrigued. I'm like the listeners. You teased it. I want to know. What is your list?
Well, so the one that everybody is pointing to is Zach Wheeler of the Mets.
And I think he's going to be more expensive.
They're looking at what I've researched them to say is he's going to average about 20 a year.
Okay.
So that would be the highest priced guy if you're not going to go the overall ceiling guy like Strasburg. Mm-hmm. Wheeler's going to command about 20, but he has those Garrett Cole characteristics. He's got the big arm. He could probably use some time with the analytics department and get into spin rate and four seams and things like that. But he would be a guy that would probably be on their list if they are indeed going to go out free agency and get somebody. The other names that I said to keep an eye on in terms of out there in free agency that might fit the mold of an above-average arm but are more throwers than pitchers, and one that's really good. The top of the list is a top 10 guy in Jake Odorizzi, and he's going to be pretty popular. So I don't know that he's going to be a guy you're going to be able to get. But there's two guys that have Yankees in their past that have the kind of arm that you might consider. A Michael Pineda and an Ivan Nova are two guys that have that kind of above-average arm, but may be able to take it to another level with the Astros. And I said the sleeper that everybody is just kind of looking elsewhere to find, but if Lance McCullers, and if all this is true, if Lance McCullers comes back healthy, and for all intents and purposes, when you look at what technology in the medical profession has meant for Tommy John surgery, there's a lot of guys that have told you that are out there saying that once they had Tommy John surgery, their arm was stronger, it was more durable, it had more pop on it. If he can come back, there's nobody that this town would love to see excel more and take that role from Garrett Cole than Lance McCullers.
Oh, sure. And he's the he makes more sense to mm-hmm. be that guy, but I think you still have to figure out. And one thing I think people are sleeping on is that Forrest Whitley might have fill that fifth role by the end of the year. I think he might start the year in the bullpen, but he could win a job.
Well, he better be better than he was in the minors last year.
He could win the fifth spot out of spring training if he gets it together. So that's also an option, especially with this team. Look, I realize that people want this team to spend money, but their payroll, if what SpotTrack says is true about the arbitration process for all the players that they have arbitration eligible, the Astros are going to have a payroll over $200 million. They don't have the luxury of spending $20, $25 million on a Zach Wheeler. That's just not – I mean, that's just – I don't think that happens unless they dump other salaries. I don't think Jim Crane is going to let them do that. Now, I did see that if they were to spend some money that the luxury tax itself would be in the neighborhood – assuming they signed Garrett Cole, I think is what the article said. Luxury tax would be in the neighborhood of $10 million. And for you and me, it's easy to go, but it's only $10 million. But that's $10 million in profit you're taking out of Jim Crane's pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Crane ain't playing
that. Especially when your son's on the watch now to make sure that you don't lose
So I think you're right. I think you've got to start looking for better options and guys that make sense that are, you know, projects that you can – because you have 1, 2, and 3. So you have Verlander, Greinke, and McCullers. And you really have your 4 and Urquidy.
Urquidy, right.
AJ's already said he's probably going to be in this rotation next year. So You really need a 5. You've protected Forrest Whitley. You've not traded him for a reason. Maybe he makes the spot and you spend this money on a right fielder and upgrade, or you need to, you know, you still need to get a catcher.
Tucker your right fielder?
It could be. He absolutely could be. But, you know,
and one Brantley's of the salaries got 1 year left on Reddick.
And Brantley's only got 1 year left on his contract as well. So are you going to put Yordan in left field, or are you going to go ahead and put Tucker in left field and let Yordan continue to DH? You're going to put him. So you got a couple of guys you got to figure out at the corner outfielders in the next year or two. And then you still need a catcher. So I don't know that investing $20 million on a pitcher would make a lot of sense at this point, because he's going to be your 4 or 5. Spending $20 million on a 4 or 5 doesn't make sense.
We'll see how it plays out, because, again, Miley's gone, and that was a one-year bargain deal at $5 million. McHugh is 4.8, I think, but he could have played his last game as an Astro.
Yeah.
Joe Smith was making 8, and although he was good in the playoffs, I don't know that he's worth 8. In the regular season. So they've got some decisions to make with some salaries. You're right. And if they can't unload, I'm sure there's a list of guys they'd love to unload, but the other part of the deal is you got to find someone to take them.
Yeah.
And Reddick's got 1 year left on his deal, and maybe someone bites off that morsel. But, I mean, you're probably going to have to sweeten the pot and pick up some of the salary if you get someone to pick that up.
Yeah, you're going to pay $13 million to Reddick next year. You're going to pay $15 million to Michael Brantley. So
one of them's worth it.
Right. After 2020, though, those numbers come off the books. Then you've got to figure out what are you going to do in left field and what are you going to do in right field. And just based on the numbers next year, you will have about $28 million to figure that out with. Well, if you put Kyle Tucker in one of those spots at the minimum of $550K or close to that, you got some money to play with either adding another starter now if Verlander goes, you know, or what. So you've got some money coming up, but you've got to be smart. And just throwing another 30 grand at another pitcher may not make a whole lot of sense. I don't know. But I like your, I liked your list. The one that I kind of was a little bit was the Nova. Doesn't really do it for me, but I liked everybody else on the list. I could certainly see them going after him. I wouldn't have a problem
with that. Nova just has to figure out his breaking pitch. This has always been his problem.
Yeah. Hey, you know what's not a problem? Getting cash back through GetUpside. If you have the app, it's not a problem for you to get that cash back. Guys, if you haven't downloaded this yet, you are crazy. You are wasting money. And I don't want you guys wasting money. I love, first of all, hearing from y'all and you telling me the money that you're getting back. It's so cool to see that it's actually working for you. So do yourself a favor. If you're not on board with GetUpside already, and I know a lot of you out there are, so you this is doesn't apply to you. But if you haven't downloaded GetUpside yet, do yourself a favor right now. Go to your app store, all one word, search GetUpside, install it, put in my promo code Barry, and then start using it. And guess what? You're going to start getting cash back every time you fill up your car. You're going to start getting cash back every time you eat out through the app. Now, a lot of listeners I know are like, oh, man, I got this much back and that much back at the gas pump. But don't forget the food. That you can get up to 35% cash back every time you eat out. If you're like me, you eat out a lot. That can really add up. If you're getting a third back off of every bill, could you imagine that? You buy dinner for the family, save 35%. Man, you can't beat that, guys. Do yourself a favor. Get on GetUpside right now. I want you to keep your money in your pocket. The holidays are around the corner. Use your GetUpside checks to buy extra gifts for the family. Go right now. Download GetUpside. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back. Thank me later.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7, that's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through hour number two, 3 hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us on the go wherever you may be in this wet, dreary city today of H Town. Lots of interaction we appreciate. HRNP listener line, we had a lot of calls already, lots of tweets, a lot of texts, a lot of feral hogs being referenced.
Speaking of that, Dr. Dre on 290 texted the show and he was like, all right, I'm hearing all this hog talk and some of these silly remedies has made me come to Barry's rescue. Bro, go to Walmart and buy some mothballs. One box comes with two breathable bags. Leave the mothballs in the bag. Find a tree, put a nail on it, put a nail into a foot off the ground and hang the bag. I put a bag every 25 to 35 feet. Hogs hate the smell of mothballs. Rinse and repeat every 2 to 3 months. The problem is this will work in my backyard. I have no trees in my front yard. So I probably what I'd have to do is just put sticks out and foot off the ground every 25 or 30 feet. And then my neighborhood is going to send me a letter. Like, you can't just hang mothballs in your yard.
Well, then get those little turkeys that when you open up the back, like for party favors, it fans out and it looks like, and just put those on top
like
of
I'm
the
decorating.
Stick. Yeah, and just make it look like you're decorating for Thanksgiving and it gets rid of the hogs.
Look at you.
See?
I like it.
Can do that.
Mothballs. I've heard that. I've heard mothballs work for snakes. I didn't know it worked for hogs.
I didn't know that either, but great tip from Dre.
I know that supposedly hair works for deer.
I've heard that.
I've heard that before, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Nick just does the same thing. He just puts beer bottles on sticks.
I don't do anything because I live in the city, sir.
You don't live in the city?
Okay.
There's no hogs
where I'm at.
You live in the suburbs.
It's 20 minutes to get here. It's pretty much the city. You? Hour and a half. Big difference.
That's because you're on the southwest side of the city, and you live on the southwest side of the metro area. I'm on the far north side of the metro area. That's why. I'm not in cut and shoot, all right?
One block away from my house is an HEB. One block away from your house is what?
Another lot.
Another farm.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Yeah.
All right, maybe I'll get some mothballs. You know what? I'll certainly try mothballs before I try pig blood. I'll tell you.
Hold off on the pig blood. That's a smart decision.
Yeah.
That's probably a
I could see you with the super soaker, just full of blood.
Somebody goes, this is what somebody's bright idea was. Yeah, do the pig blood, but put it in your pressure washer and just spray it up. Yeah, I want to clog up my pressure washer with pig blood.
Some of these ideas are just
genius. It worse.
Yeah, that's good. Now, of course, just like when I said that we had bought those mosquito sticks and they worked for us.
Yes.
There is lo and behold, someone's going to tell you that that's not going to work.
True.
There's going to be at least one or two suspects that go, that ain't right.
I've heard if you put pennies in a bag, it keeps flies and wasps away. Haven't done that either. You know what I do? I go inside.
Mm-hmm. So it's pretty much an easy way to combat the whole thing.
Just go inside.
But with the feral hogs, you can go inside. They're going to be outside. And when they are, they're going to be wreaking havoc on your lawn.
I can't have my yard messed up. It's going to kill me. And I know it's going to happen. I just know it is. So
I thought you were quoting the police there for a second.
What?
I can't stand losing. No? Okay. All right.
Well,
you
try.
I do. I try every day. As we continue to roll through. So Antonio Brown at it again.
Yeah. Real quick, before we do that, I just want to tease this. Sigmund Bloom joining us at 2:30.
That's right. Yep.
If you want to, go ahead and start calling now, 713-780-3776. Get on the line. We're going to, as we do every Thursday, Sigmund Bloom's going to join us to talk fantasy football, get your lineup set. It's bye week season, so you know you got decisions to make. And I've got like five people on a bye week on one team. So this is the time where it gets critical now. You're making that playoff run. So if you want, you can get – we're not going to take your call now. We'll take it at 2:30, but if you want, just call in 713-780-ESPN. Tell the intern that you want to ask a fantasy question, and they'll put you on hold.
There you have
it. Done.
Okay. So did you see Antonio Brown's tweets today?
I did not. What did he do?
The tweet goes like this. Imagine conforming to a system, giving it 100% to see them treat me like this unfairly, making money off my sweat and blood. F the NFL. I'll never play in that crap. Treat black people the worst. Clear my name and go F yourself.
So he's saying this is this morning?
Yep.
That he's never going to play in the NFL again?
He's saying it again.
All right, well, I can officially drop him from my fantasy.
And Sigmund Bloom will tell you, probably a good idea to not add Antonio Brown to your fantasy team.
Yeah, there was talk that he might be able to, because the Seahawks were looking at him before they brought in Gordon.
Yes,
they were considering Brown. So I was like, well, I'm not going to drop him just yet, but,
reality is some teams, I feel like, are on the side looking in and saying, look, if this guy could just get enough sense in his head to go through the punishment process, maybe we can take a shot at him at a good deal. But you can't get that dude to just get along with anybody in regards to NFL officials or team officials. You just can't.
Got to get out of his own way.
Here's the blueprint for how not to handle an issue with the NFL. He's scheduled to meet with the NFL next week to go over all of the assault deal with the female that was his trainer and all the other accusations and get through all of it. A week before you're scheduled to do that, you go out on Twitter and tell the NFL to go F themselves. Probably not going to sit real well with a league that holds your future in their hands in terms of suspensions and all the things that they could levy in terms of fines and other things. Not real good if you're Antonio Brown, but this dude mentally just doesn't seem to be very stable.
Yeah, no. It's one of those things where if you're going to lash out, make sure that you don't have the opportunity to come back. But you're just frustrated because it's not going your way. You know what? Sometimes things happen. You got to deal with this. I mean, where there's smoke, there's fire is usually the case. I'm not suggesting that he's 100% guilty, but he's probably not 100% innocent in this either. So deal with it, go through the motions, and play next year and earn your money and set yourself up for a great retirement. But now you're shooting yourself in the foot. You're just being stupid.
And here's what I mean by what I said about his stability mentally, simply because if you put all the pieces together, go on a timeline and look at the chef that he hired to cook for all of the NFL guys at the Pro Bowl. And he rang up like a $50,000, $60,000 tab. He owed the chef all this money, kicked him out of the house right before the Pro Bowl weekend was over, never paid him a cent, walked away from that. Then you got the balcony episode at the high rise where he got into it with a female and decided to throw belongings off of the balcony. And they were throwing them all over the place. Then you've got everything with the Steelers. Then you've got everything with the Patriots. Then you've got everything with the trainer. And you're like, dude. And now you got all these tweets and you're going, Seriously, man, at some point, and again, we talked about, is there anybody in his tight circle close enough to, without getting him to lash out at them and go, bro,
chill.
You need to, you might need to seek some professional help for a little bit and just take it easy? Because I'm leaving out the artist in which he wanted to step in front naked and right. get, or the doctor that he wanted to fart in his face while he was doing all that.
Yeah, he didn't fart in his face.
I think he doesn't react
blown
well
out of proportion, but yeah. The others.
Seemed like he was pretty proud of it.
Yeah, but he wasn't in his face. You're at a doctor's office. It's a natural bodily function.
You get what I'm saying, though. Right, that was put on the other social media. Sure. And
yeah.
It's just there's a behavioral pattern. How about that?
That I would 1,000%.
It's just so weird with this guy. I'm assuming he just doesn't react well to bad news, and then he starts getting unstable, like Joel mentions. But because you look at the timeline of everything, ESPN publishes a story at 9 a.m. San Antonio Brown is scheduled to meet the NFL. He's eager to meet the NFL, and then 3 hours from earlier, which is would be what 11 o'clock a.m. F the NFL. They're making money off my name. You know, it makes me wonder if, you know, the NFL told him something about what the potential punishment could be, or he just heard some bad news from his agent, whatever the case may be, and he started taking to Twitter without even going to the meeting first.
Right.
The guy just does not know to handle anything.
It's kind of, and I'm not trying to be funny here, but it's like he's crazy. It's like
he is crazy. He's got to be out of his mind.
It's like CTE or symptoms of it are causing him to not think rationally, because what he is exhibiting isn't rational behavior. It's not a rational reaction to where you might be redeemed.
Sure.
You have a chance at redemption. So instead of waiting on that and then lashing out when it doesn't occur, you just preemptively lash out. That's not normal behavior. There's something else either going on or wrong with him.
I agree. And Nick, I agree with you. I think maybe he found out some information that if he's going to meet with the NFL, they're warning him up front, you're probably going to face this fine, suspension. You're not going to get this money. And the other thing is, in listening to all this, this is like the job interview you go on and you tell all your boys, dude, I'm about to get this new job.
And it is
right on point and I'm going to be killing it, blah, blah. And all of a sudden you don't get it. You go, I didn't want it anyway.
Yep.
Won the right job for me. I wasn't taking that crap.
Hey, Sigmund Bloom up next. Get on the phone right now. We've already got the phone lines filling up. If you have fantasy questions, 713-780-3776. Get on the phone now. You can text that number as well. But we always go phone calls, then text, then tweets.
There you have it. Second half of the show comes up next. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second half of the show. You know how we do it on a Thursday. We bring in the best, simply the best fantasy football guy there is, Sigmund Bloom. And he comes in and he answers as many questions as he possibly can in one segment to make you guys look like geniuses and experts in an otherwise screwed up fantasy football team that you have in whatever league you may play in. But we appreciate Sigmund Bloom joining us. You can follow him at Sigmund Bloom on Twitter. And Barry always is the guy that kind of sets the table. But Sigmund, thank you very much for joining us again today. We appreciate you.
Yeah, and it's good, you know, everybody can take a breath, therapy, we can put what happened last week behind us. The Texans have a week off, the Texans went in with a nice positive up note into the bye, and we can go again back to fantasy football as sports fan therapy.
Yeah, Sigmund, what do you got for the folks to start us off that you're seeing or hearing news-wise?
Yeah, well, James Conner, it does not look like he's going to play. A.J. Green, there's some expectations he would be back this week. He said he's not going to play. I don't know if we're going to see him this year. I'm interested to see where he plays next year. New England. Corey Davis is banged up. That makes A.J. Brown a good play against Kansas City this week. We did have an injury scare with Amari Cooper, who went to have an MRI on his knee. But it's only a bruise. So we can go back to him. Injuries are piling up, but Sunday night against Minnesota, he'll be a safe play.
All right, what about the big one that I saw was Christian McCaffrey was questionable this week. Is that just getting rest?
He got a limited practice in today. So I think, look, one thing I'll say on that note is this is the time of year to be carrying backup running backs, you know, where we have a clear backup. I think there is a clear backup to McCaffrey and Reggie Ball. So if you have McCaffrey, carry him. And otherwise, you should be looking to get backup running backs to your key running backs, you know, Rashad Penny behind Chris Carson, sure, guys like Alexander Mattison and Jamal Williams, et cetera, already owned. But be thinking backup running backs, because a few of them are league winners every year.
Kareem Hunt, is that a guy that still has a chance with as good as Chubb has been?
Sure. He can come out with his talent and really dictate that the team uses him more. And this offense needs a defibrillator. You know, they need some sort of shot in the arm. It could be him. I think they're going to give him a chance to generate some momentum this week. I wouldn't necessarily play him this week, but I would pick him up. And they have a pretty manageable schedule, Cleveland does, down the stretch. You know, he's going to get games against Cincinnati and Miami. So, you know, there are some games there that you might be happy to have him in your Arizona, you know, games that you'd be happy to have him in your lineup.
All right, if you want to get your fantasy football questions by the best in the business, Sigmund Bloom from footballguys.com, hit us up right now, 713-780-3776. The board is filling up. We go phone calls first. You can text that number and then tweet us. That's our order. So, that being said, let's start on the phone lines. Chris is up first. Go ahead, Chris.
Yes, a PPR league, get running back Austin Eckler or Devontae Freeman, and wide receiver Austin Hooper or Golden Tate. Thanks a lot.
Sure. Eckler. Got to have Eckler in. Everything's clicking for the Chargers. I think tonight folks are going to see that they're doing it again. Just when we write them off, they are coming back from the dead. I'd go Golden Tate over Hooper. Sad story out of the Giants camp there with Sterling Shepard going back into concussion protocol last week. I think he's going to be on the shelf for the year. That means a lot of targets for Tate against the hapless Jets.
There you go. All right, Jake, you are up next. Go ahead, Jake.
What's going on, guys?
Hey,
Jake, what's your question?
Austin Eckler or David Montgomery, full PPR?
Yeah, I'm sticking with Eckler here again. Oakland's not stopping anybody. Montgomery has, you know, it's not an easy matchup. I mean, not a tough matchup against Detroit, but still you're relying on the Bears offense, which means you're relying on Mitchell Trubisky. I'd rather not do that.
All right, just you guys, when we go to you, just ask your questions. You don't have to say what's up and wait for a response because we got a lot of folks. So just ask your question and hang up. Mark, you're up next. Go ahead.
Two questions. David Johnson or Ronald Jones, and for wide receiver, Golden Tate or Jarvis Landry? Thank you.
I'll take Tate because of the matchup. And David Johnson's healthy, and David Johnson, remember, was producing really well. So just TD's up like skeet shooting.
All right, Jose, you're up next. Go ahead.
Okay, I got David Johnson, and I've been stashing Kareem Hunt and A.J. Green. Which one would you start as a flex in a regular PPR league?
Yeah, David Johnson. I might drop A.J. Green for somebody if there's something good out there because he's making it sound like he's not coming back anytime soon.
713-780-3776. If you have fantasy questions for Sigmund Bloom from footballguys.com, call that number right now. The boards, we've cleared off some lines, so you'll have some room to get in. 713-780-3776. You can text it as well, and we'll get to those after we clear the boards. Back to the boards. Jared, you are up next.
It's a PPR league, and I have to choose one of these three for my last flex. Josh Reynolds, Joe Mixon, or DK Metcalf?
Oh, the mighty have fallen, Joe Mixon. I'm going to go with DK Metcalf because that's a way to get Russell Wilson into my lineup. And also it's that Monday night punch holding it back for the big Monday night game. Metcalf's playing really well.
Do you put any stock into that, Sigmund, having a Monday night game?
It's fun.
Okay.
It's supposed to be fun. Fantasy football, like I said, therapy, a diversion, first and foremost. Winning is nice. But, yeah, having that Monday night. If you're a football fan, you should enjoy Monday night either way.
There you go. All right, back to the phone lines. Mike, you are up next. Mike, go ahead.
I have Metcalf.
No, not anymore you don't. All right, sorry, Mike. Try us back again. Good for you for getting Metcalf. Buddy, you're up next. Go ahead, buddy.
Winston or what? Prescott?
Try it again, buddy. One more time.
Yeah, Winston or Prescott?
Winston or Prescott?
Yes. All right, buddy. Going with Dak Prescott. He's not really slowing down. Minnesota's pass defense doesn't scare me. Winston has a good matchup against Arizona. I won't talk you out of it, but he always gives me just a little bit of hesitation when I have a solid option like Prescott.
All right, let's go. Adrian, you're up next. Go ahead, Adrian.
I got a flex question. I need to start two out of the three. So Mike Williams, Marvin Jones, or Tevin Coleman?
I'm going to put Tevin Coleman on the bench. You know, we saw that if he doesn't get the touchdowns, he's a small play. Tonight against Oakland, not stopping anybody. Mike Williams looks good. Marvin Jones, you're seeing his ceiling games are too good to resist. So I'd go Williams and Jones.
All right, Jason, go ahead.
Yeah, PPR league, Zach Pascal or Jamison Crowder?
Give me Pascal, just because he's going to be the number one against Miami. And with Crowder, that's relying on the Jets, relying on Sam Darnold. So we have a viable option. I don't do that. Pascal's viable this week.
Johnny, you're up next. Go ahead, Johnny.
Pascal or John Brown?
John Brown is one of my favorite players. He hasn't been putting those ceiling games in. He's been safe, but I think I'm liking Pascal, and it's really hard for me to not make some sort of riff on wagers and Pascal, but I won't do that.
Arnold, you are up next. Go ahead, Arnold.
All right, non-PPR league, Mark Andrews or Hunter Henry, and then also Singletary from Buffalo or David Montgomery from Chicago.
Yeah, I'm going with Singletary. They set him up well for success. And I'm going with Hunter Henry. He's really Phillip Rivers' main man. Andrews has a great outlook against Cincinnati, but I'm sticking with Henry.
There you go. Adrian, you are up next, buddy. Go ahead.
All right. Full flex. Or I'm sorry. PPR, David Montgomery or Melvin Gordon?
Stick with Gordon. You know, they fired the offensive coordinator, and no coincidence the running game got going. Again, Oakland's not stopping anybody, so go with Melvin Gordon tonight.
Hey, one thing I forgot to ask you, Sigmund, when we were talking about injuries, what about Lamar Jackson? He was also listed as questionable, and I know
illness.
What's that?
Illness. So, you know, we'll watch that. Those kind of things. Illness can mean anything, right? Like we found out earlier that it was mono for Sam Darnold. So we'll monitor that, but we haven't gotten any signs out of Baltimore that he's not going to play, and I hope that he does play just for the entertainment value of the early games this year.
All right, Brian, you're up next. Go ahead, Brian.
Yes, sir. So I got Watson as my quarterback. No need for a backup. Just need a one-week start. Available is Daniel Jones, Ryan Tannehill, and Jimmy Garoppolo. Out of those three, which one do you like? Thank you.
Garoppolo. He's red hot. Seattle's not stopping anybody right now. It's going to be another week that he's set up. But you must see, now that he has Emmanuel Sanders, you could see that pass offense really come together.
Would you have Garoppolo as a guy that you, if you, you know, maybe have a quarterback that's having a down year?
Oh, well, sure. Look, it's all schedule at this point, right? So we can look ahead and we can say, Arizona, yeah, we want to play him against Arizona. Green Bay, yeah, we want to play him against Green Bay. Baltimore, New Orleans, maybe not so much. Atlanta. So what you can look at now is you can say, I know I'm good for week 11. I know I'm good for week 12. I know I'm good for week 15. And then find a quarterback with a good week 13 schedule, week 14 schedule, and piece together a committee. And it works really well now that we know who the bad defenses are and who the good defenses are.
There you go. Jeremy, you're up next, buddy. Go ahead.
Hey, PPR, Calvin Ridley or Mike Williams?
And I'll take Mike Williams here again because of the matchup. Calvin Ridley's coming down to New Orleans, and I just think it'd be a long afternoon for Atlanta's offense.
All right, there are three calls left. We're going to get through those, and then we'll clear the board. So if you're on the phone right now, we're going to get to you. So Danny, you are up next. Go ahead, Danny.
Yeah, I got a Lamar Jackson or Drew Brees, and then I also have a Greg Olsen or Jason Witten tight end, PPR.
I'll take Olsen this week because Green Bay's defense hasn't been very good at all lately, and we saw Hunter Henry do some things against them. And Lamar Jackson, I think, is elevated to that point that maybe Patrick Mahomes. That's who I'm playing over Lamar Jackson. That's it.
Nice. All right, last one. Jonathan, you get the honors. Go ahead, Jonathan.
David Johnson or Jalen Samuels?
Ooh. Jalen Samuels could get a lot of catches again because James Conner is probably not going to play. But David Johnson is pretty explosive. I think that Arizona-Tampa is going to be a very high-scoring game. I want a piece of that game. Put in David Johnson.
Sigmund, man, you are a rock star. We appreciate you doing this every week. How can the folks get a hold of you if they didn't get there? Because we got a ton of texts that we didn't get to and tweets. How can they get a hold of you, and what do you guys have at footballguys.com that can help them?
Sure. And people can try to tweet at me, Sigmund Bloom,
or I have a thread that I start in the message board at footballguys.com that's free, where I answer questions on Sunday mornings. And then we've got a lineup dominator, which is like us peeking over your shoulder and helping you set your lineup and make your moves for your team that week. You know, I host my shows. We do a Sunday morning update. We go over the weather. We go over injuries and other things that are developing. So we want to help you win.
I love that lineup dominator, by the way. I highly recommend, if you're not using that, you guys go download it. Sigmund, we appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Always a great pleasure. Thank you.
There you have it, Sigmund Bloom. All part of the usual suspects on a Thursday. You know what else is part of it? All your participation. So the lines are open now that Fantasy Football Talk is done. 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text, you can hit us on Twitter. Back with more as we wrap up hour number two right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back wrapping up hour number two, three-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Again, thank you to Sigmund Bloom. He is the best in the business. He's a great dude, and he always makes sure he takes time for all of you. And even when he doesn't get to the calls on the air, he's very accommodating when it comes to, if you guys reach out to him, he's great about answering questions.
And don't get mad if he doesn't, because you do realize that We say he's the best in the business, and he is, so we're not the only show that he does this for.
He's nationwide, right?
So, yeah, he does this in markets all across the country. So he's got, just like we do with him, he gives his info, and then he gets flooded. He's literally inundated with calls from all over the country, or tweets or texts or whatever. So
y'all should yell out the guys that take too long to get the questions out, because we probably could squeeze in 3, 4, 5 more callers if y'all didn't do that.
Joel, you're on the air. Hey, guys, how's it going? What's up today?
Yeah, what's up, y'all? And then just sat
then
there.
Wait for the response, what? And then go, I got 6 questions, starting with a flex, 2 quarterbacks, a running back, and a kicker. Where do I go?
The most, and I'm being picky here and probably petty at the same time, but it would be great if it was just flex, PPR, Metcalf, or Green. Hang up. Right? And then he's going to say it, and then but people are like, all right, I got 2 questions. The first one is, we didn't need all that. We know you have questions. Just ask them.
But yeah, as quickly as possible.
I digress.
Now, let's go back to hour number one of the show.
No.
Where we made the announcement that Jim Crane made today, that Reed Ryan was going to be reassigned within the organization, and Jim Crane's son was going to take over as part of this.
Was that not true? Is he saying that's
not true?
Not
only
now?
Is it true, but I think as part of the conversation, I had in passing said, look, you know, Nolan's a part of the organization too, so I was a little skeptical.
Did you say that?
Mark Berman is now reporting, fellas, Hall of Famer, and I want you to just, I'm going to read it. Give me your thoughts. Hall of Famer Nolan Ryan says in a text message he will not continue in his role as an executive advisor to the owner of the Houston Astros. Quote, I will not be back with the club, and I will leave it at that.
Uh-oh.
So his son essentially replaced Nolan.
No, his son replaced Reed, which ticked off Nolan, and he went bye.
Well, I mean, that's he saves Nolan's salary now.
I wonder, though, how much of this does have to do with the way the locker room stuff was handled. Do you think that maybe Reed was... what was his role in it? I don't know. But either this could be the fact that he didn't handle it right if he was in charge of handling it, or he disagreed vehemently with the way it was handled and it was, you know, said he wanted, you know, he was trying to back off from the organization. And maybe
how about the clubhouse stuff with the
executive, the assistant GM that said, we're so glad we got Osuna. I wonder if this is an effect of that.
It's an interesting question simply because a lot of you early on were thinking, oh, well, this is involving the baseball operations and the assistant GM part of it. No. I mean, that was totally separate. This is the guy that runs business operations. But where it directly correlates to what Barry just said is, someone, and no one has owned it, and there was someone that's their VP of marketing that's also above communications that kind of went out with the blanket statement that we were all responsible for the initial PR statement that was made from the team, where they kind of dispelled that any of it happened and made it, and said that it was just in passing and hearing a reporter's question about Osuna, and then they had to the actual statement they had to go back and say they were sorry for.
Yeah.
No one really owned that. So it is interesting to think that maybe part of this is that as the president of the team that handles all of the business operations, including press releases and PR and communications, that it had something to do with it. I don't know, but I just think Reed Ryan is really good at what he does.
Yeah.
And I think that if you make a move like this, no matter how you try and sugarcoat it, just like we say with everything else, the truth's probably going to shake out in the laundry at some point. But when Nolan comes back with something that fiery, I just think that this is
not a good look.
It's not a good look at all.
There's trouble in River City.
And it's a shame because, like you said, it was the model franchise in baseball. It's the franchise everybody looks up to, both on the field and off the field. They're getting it right. They're doing a lot of things the right way. This is not a good look.
Well, it was a good run. We'll go back to being a football town now.
I mean, I still
baseball's dead.
I don't give them a really good grade for media handling or PR this year. I'm sorry.
No, they failed miserably.
I just don't. Yeah, so, I mean, the year before or the 2017 when they won the World Series, I believe the head PR guy got like the award, but this year has been terrible. Between that incident and the Justin Verlander with the Detroit beat writer guy, you didn't do a good job in terms of handling the media. And I think that's a good point that Barry brings up, because I tend to think both mistakes were not necessarily on the PR team in itself. I think that came from the higher ups in the front office, and maybe they had a disagreement. So I think your point bringing this up is actually a very good point.
Let me tell you from experience, it's how these things go. The PR department drafts a response. There's a certain, like we were talking about an executive team, there's a certain amount of executives in the front office that are going to be responsible for reviewing that, suggesting it or making changes, and then it goes all the way up to the top before it goes out to the media. So there is a chain, Nick, to your point, but to Barry's point, someone may draft the initial statement, but there are going to be several people that are going to put eyeballs to it and make changes to it before it gets out in the public. It's not a good look when you also bring that back the situation I was going to reference with Verlander too. They have kind of they've leaned on the side of we're the power here. We can say what we want and just kind of you believe it. You do it because we said so. And then you come back and say, well, what you told us to believe was completely unbelievable. It didn't happen. Then you have to come back and apologize. Yeah, it's an awful look. And they got, did they end up getting fined for the whole Verlander thing? I'm pretty sure there were some fines.
There were some repercussions because they were not allowed to do that. They literally instructed a security guy, who I know exactly which guy they told to do this, by the way. He was probably the most perfect guy to be at the door to stop someone from going in because he's so nice and smooth. But they literally told a guy to not go in the clubhouse when the clubhouse was open. Mm. You can't do that.
Nope.
And guess what? You can't do that in the MLB, NBA, or the NFL.
That's correct.
So it was just a bad look from day one.
Yeah.
So or at least at the beginning of the end of the season, the regular season.
So we'll see how the rest of this plays out. But that's not a good look because you always look for Uncle Noli sitting there behind the plate. And again, repercussions in the clubhouse. Think about this. There were two guys that were the best two pitchers in baseball last year that idolized Nolan Ryan, that looked up to Nolan Ryan, that talked to Nolan Ryan on a regular basis. Now, Cole may go elsewhere, but Verlander loves him some Nolan Ryan. That might not sit well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look. Yeah, I mean, he's going to have to deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, he's under contract. And I think
get it, he's going to get paid, player, but still, you have your opinions and go, dude, that's not right.
Yeah, but I don't think that's going to affect him necessarily. It's going to be a bigger issue how this long term. I don't think that these kind of moves are a how does it affect us right now. And look, I don't know that Reed Ryan is the reason why the Astros are so good on the field.
No.
The reason why the Astros are so good on the field is Jeff Luhnow.
Absolutely.
1,000%. Now, you can also take umbrage with how he handled that whole situation with his assistant GM acting an ass. But I don't think this necessarily signals the, you know, I was obviously joking when I was like, well, we can go back to be a football town. Baseball's dead. I don't think this signals the end of the Astros' dominance, But it is certainly one of those things where you better keep an eye on it because there is issues in that front office. And are they going to get better or worse, or are they going to maintain after these changes?
All right. We'll open up hour number three if we want to keep going on this topic, or we can get some other things because we've got plenty more on the docket. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776, HR&P listener line, call, text, or hit us on Twitter. I want to tell you right now about the good folks at Infuse Energy. I switched about 3 years ago. You should too. P. Randizzle, lots of other listeners have asked me, hey, how do I get in touch with Infuse Energy? I want to make a switch. Well, you just ask for Josh Pesikoff by calling the number 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. Ask for Josh. He's the CEO. Tell him I sent you. He and his staff are going to make sure they take care of you. They ask you as many questions as you ask them so that they can identify when you use energy the most, when you use it the least. Is it for your business or your family? And they go from there till they can identify the best rate and the best deal they can possibly give you, and they take good care of you. So much so, 5 out of 5-star rating with the Public Utilities Commission of Texas. That is the best rating you can get. So why wouldn't you go to Infuse? They take care of all of the details and avoid all of the hassle. Simply put, it's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. If you call 844-INFUSE2 or you go to infuseenergy.com and you sign up, you mention ESPN 97.5, $25 bill credit right off the top, and they go from there. They give you monthly and weekly statements to show you your energy usage and to show you trends so you can make adjustments in your thermostats and otherwise. It's just the great way to do business if you're going to find an energy company. Make them locally owned and operated and customer friendly. It's simply put the best energy provider I have possibly found. They can do the same for you. Infuse energy into your life.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.